Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric standing in the lobby of the hotel. Listen.
Hey, Mr. Abner, Mr. Lum, is anybody here? Hello, hello, hello.
Cedric,
what?
In here.
Ooh,
I'm in the office here. I'm in here.
Ooh, is that you, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, hurry up and get in here. Don't let nobody see. Come on, get in there.
Open the door wider. I can't get in that little crack there.
Not so loud. That's it. Come on, get in here.
Are you playing a game with somebody or some kind? Oh, what's going on in here, anyhow? You hiding from somebody, Mr. Abner?
I'll say I am, Cedric.
Oh, this is fun.
I'm hiding from the most dangerous bunch of cutthroats that ever drawed breath, Cedric.
Oh, it ain't so fun.
I'm glad you're here. You can help me fight them off. You ain't got a gun on you, have you, Cedric?
A gun? No, Mom.
Oh, this is terrible. And to think my best friend turned again me the way he did.
What are you talking about anyway, Mr. Abner?
Oh, it's just too terrible to explain to you, Cedric. Climb up on that chair there, Cedric, and look through the transoms and see if you can see anybody coming.
Yes, Mom.
Wish I had one of them atomic bombs to throw at them. That's what I wish. Can you see any of them?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
Well, won't be long, though.
Well, who is it I don't see? Who am I supposed to be looking for? I might have saw him and not knowed it.
Is there somebody out there?
No, Mom, but if I knowed who I was looking for, it'd be a heap easier to tell if they ain't here.
It's that gang of jewel thieves.
Oh. Is that who you're hiding from?
Of course it is.
Oh.
Hey, you, Cedric, my life's in danger. I might not have long to live.
What's the matter? Don't you feel good?
Well, to be honest, no. How would you feel if you knowed any minute a batch of desperate criminals is going to break in here and tear your limb from tree?
Oh, sakes. That's a shame. And when you ain't feeling good, too. What are they going to do that for?
Because I stole them jewels from them.
You did?
Why, of course. That's what they think, Cedric. And they got me to think it, too, Dad. Blame them.
Well, I thought Mr. Wilson taken them.
Well, he did, but I sort of helped him, I reckon.
Ooh.
I got Miss Smith and the midget out of their room so that Wilson could go in there and rob them. Of course, I thought all the time he was a detective. Thought I was working with the law. That low-down robber.
Well, you don't need to worry about that no more, do you? He's made his getaway, ain't he?
Well, I thought so yesterday, Cedric, but I ain't so sure now.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. All I know is that there's something awful peculiar going on around this place. Just looks like everybody is out to get me.
What makes you think them jewel thieves thinks that you're the one that's taking the jewels?
Cause that Lum Edwards told them.
He did?
Well, sorta. Or leastways, he made sure that they knowed I was mixed up in it.
Well, what in the world did he do that for? I thought him and you was good friends.
No, not no more, I reckon, Cedric. Something has happened to that man, Cedric.
Something's happened to Mr. Lum?
Yeah. All he can think about is money. Money and Trixie Van Dusen, it looks like.
I like to think about money, too.
Well, that
money's
Lum,
Clarabelle.
He sold out to him, though. That's what he done. Now, he sold me out, too.
Sold you out?
Yeah.
How much did he get for you?
Cedric, he's giving me away to that bunch of crooks.
Oh, just give you away, huh?
Well, no, he got money for it, Cedric.
How much did he get? That's what
Cedric,
I'm trying to...
Cedric, I don't know. I don't care what he got. He just wants to get shut of me. Get everything for himself, that's it. I never thought Lum would turn out like this.
No, Mom, I always thought he was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, that just goes to show what can happen to a fella. Just be careful that you don't never get like him, Cedric. If you ever see a pretty woman...
Yes, Mom.
Don't never look at her.
Oh.
Let that be a warning to you.
Couldn't I just take one little bitty peek at her?
No, sir.
Just have to stick to Clarabelle, huh?
Yeah. Better look out the transom again, Cedric. I don't want them to sneak up on me.
Yes, Mom.
Of course, I don't reckon it matters much whether they sneak up on me or not. They're bound to get me. I know that. There's too many of them for me, Cedric.
I can't see nobody.
Yeah, don't holler. Yeah. Oh, but I almost wish they'd come on and get it over with. Well, you, Cedric, this waiting is just terrible.
Well, how do you know Mr. Lum told him you was mixed up in this jewel junk?
Well, he never come right out flat-footed and told him, Cedric. His consciousness wouldn't let him do that, I don't reckon. But here's what he did do. Now, I know this is the truth, because I heard him do it myself.
Yeah, I believe you.
I was hiding here in the office, and he never knowed it.
You're always hiding someplace.
Well, Cedric, you'd be hiding, too, I'll tell you, if that bunch is after you. So that Lum, he got out there on the hotel phone at the desk, just right outside the door there.
I know where it's at.
And he called a room where them Chicago fellas are staying. But here's what he done. He acted like he thought he was calling Mr. Wilson.
Well, I thought Mr. Wilson was gone.
Well, maybe he is and maybe he ain't. I just don't know what to think about nothing no more. But anyway, here's what Lum said. He said, "Hello? This is Abner."
Abner?
Yeah.
That's a joke on him. Don't he even know who he is no more?
Oh, he knowed all right. He was doing that on a purpose, Eddie.
Playing a joke, huh?
Well, it ain't no joke to it. He said, "Hello? This is Abner."
Said it again, huh?
Yes, sir. "I think you better take the jewels out of your hiding place." He said, "Wait a minute. Believe I got the wrong number. Thought I was calling Mr. Wilson." Then he hung up the phone.
Oh, just made a mistake, huh?
I told you he done that on a purpose,
Eddie. Oh, that's right.
I know, because after he hung up, he sort of laughed to himself and said, "There, that ought to do it." Then he took the gun out of the desk drawer and went upstairs.
Well, when'd you stop him and catch him right there?
I just told you, taking the gun out of there. I ain't going to monkey around with the criminals of that Lum's type when he's got firearms on him.
I still don't see what he said all that junk for.
Don't you see, Cedric, he just wanted to let the gang know for sure that I was in with Wilson and help him steal the jewels so they'd come and get me. See, he's in with them crooks. More likely, he figures that I know too much, so he wants to rub me out.
Yes, Mom wants to do what?
Get rid of me, get me killed. Rub out, that's what them criminals call it for some reason.
Sounds awful.
This is the terriblest thing that ever happened to me in my whole life, Cedric.
Better go rub out some rabbits tomorrow.
This goes to show you, Cedric, you can't put no dependence in nobody. Not even your best friend.
Well, Mr. Lum's name ain't Abner, is it? It's Lum.
Cedric, I ain't got time to explain that to you again now.
His middle name ain't Abner neither.
Cedric, just forget about that. Look out the transom again there.
But Mr. Lum's taller than you. He ought to be able to tell the difference twixt you. I can nearly every time.
Do you see anybody, Cedric?
No, Mom.
Well, keep watching. Let me know quick if you see somebody. I've got to finish writing up my will here.
Your will?
Why, sure. The man ain't got long to live, Cedric. He always makes out a will, you know.
You mean telling who you're giving different stuff to and all like that?
Yeah.
Let's see what you got put down there.
Yeah, let's see. How far did I get to this thing now? Oh. "I hereby, being of sound mind and sane body, do unqueath and stole..."
Mr. Abner.
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what is it, Ted?
Well, I was just wondering. Them yeller spats of yours with the pearl buttons on them, they wouldn't fit me, I don't reckon, would they?
No, them would be too small for you, Cedric.
I think I might get them half-soled and have some new shoes.
Let's see here now. Do unqueath
and stole. Could set the buttons over on them, I reckon, couldn't I?
Cedric, I wish you'd stop interrupting me. I'm trying my best to get this road here.
Yes, ma'am.
Unqueath and stole.
Hey, Mr. Abner, here they come. Here they come, following one another down the stairs.
Oh, my goodness, never even got my wheel finished. Which one of them's coming after me, Cedric?
Well, looks like every doggone one of them, even the midgets there.
Oh, my. Looks like this is the end, Cedric. No use trying to put up a fight, looks like. Here, Cedric, take my hand.
Oh, how do you do? I mean, what are we shaking hands for?
I'm telling you goodbye, Cedric.
Well, which one of us is leaving, me or you?
Tell Elizabeth I was brave to the last.
Oh, that's my... Well, how about the spats?
Look out there again, Cedric. Are they closing in on me?
Let's see. Well, I'll be doggone. There's Mr. Wilson, and there's Mr. Lum with them.
That don't surprise me a bit.
He's the last in there, and he's got a gun in his hand.
Uh-oh. Looks like he's going to do the killing himself. Well, I might as well get out there and surrender, I reckon. Maybe Lum won't have the nerve to start shooting.
Oh, though. Don't go out there, Mr. Abner.
Stand aside, Cedric. It's
please.
The only thing for me to do.
Please.
Get away. All right. Here I am. Put down the gun, Lum. I surrender. Help, police.
For goodness sakes, don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy here?
Huh?
I'm carting this little band of crooks off to jail. I'll see you as quick as I get them all locked up.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. You mean you captured all them by yourself?
Well, what does it look like? All right, come on, you varmints. Get going there. I ain't got time to monkey around with you. Get going there. Get going.
What's this? Lum, a hero.